我们来读两处旧约的圣经。
Let us read two passages from the Old Testament.
一处是民数记25章。
Numbers chapter 25.
民数记25章。
Numbers
25. 我们来念第十节。
Verse 10.
我翻到啊，我来念好了。耶和华笑与摩西说：“祭司亚伦的孙子以利亚撒的儿子非尼哈，是我向以色列人所发的怒消了，因。” 他在他们的中间，以我的祈血为心。我想这个祈血就是 jealous。
This is jealousy。
使我不在祈血中把他们除灭。因此你要说，我将我平安的约。赐给他，这约要给他和他的后裔作为永远当祭司的责任的约。哎，这是一个极大的赏赐，因着他有神那样的祈血的心，神很喜欢，所以就给他立了这个约。
Because of his heart, God gave him this covenant.
因他为神有祈血的心，为以色列人赎罪。好，我们再来看一处，旧约，弥迦书
，Book of Micah。
弥迦书应该是在新约旧约的小先知书的大概第六卷吧，何西亚后面的第五卷。
The sixth minor prophet。
何西亚、约珥、阿摩斯、俄巴底亚、约拿、弥迦，我们看第七节。
Micah chapter 4 verse 7。
弟兄姊妹都翻到吧。第四章第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
我必使瘸腿的和愚蠢子民，是赶到远方的为强顺子民。底下这一段很重要。耶和华要在锡安山作王，治理他们。耶和华要在锡安山作王治理他们，从今直到永远。第八节，我想当耶和华在锡安能够作王治理这些百姓，就是以色列的百姓，你就看到下面有什么一个结果。第八节，你这羊群的高台，锡安城的山呐、我们看这个小字，这个名原文做女子。从前的犬兵，就是耶路撒冷民的国犬。这个小字，城原文做女子，这个国犬就是 kingship， 他们能够做王，能够掌权。
It speaks of kingship here, to reign.
必归于你，就是归于以色列百姓。
And they'll be given to the people of Israel.
我想这句话很重要，很重要。
These words are important.
这句话也是对着今天教会讲的话。
These words are also spoken to the church today.
这里的城也好，这里的民也好，原文就是女子。
the city and the people. This is the daughter.
我想这是预表着今天的教会。
And that is today's church.
什么时候神在教会中间？
Whenever God is in church.
能够坐在宝座上。
He can reign on the throne.
他能做王，能够治理我们的时候。
To be king and reign over us.
教会在地上就有权柄。
That is when the church has authority on earth.
我们那个掌权。
Our power.
我们能叫地上捆绑的，天上捆绑；地上释放的，天上也能释放。
We can bind what is bound on earth and in heaven, and we can loose what's on earth.
本来以色列百姓在地上有这个权柄，他们应当是做头，不作尾的。
And previously, the Israelites, they were to be head, not the tail.
他们应当居上，不居下的。
They should have been exalted and not humbled.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
因为他们不让耶和华在他们中间做王掌权。
Because they did not allow Jehovah to be king in them.
所以他们的那个权柄就没有了。
So they lost their authority.
他们不是做头，他们做了尾。
They were not the head, but became the tail.
他们不是居上，他们居下。
They weren't exalted, but they were humbled.
弟兄姊妹，这句话对着我们今天的教会，我们要记住。
These words are spoken to the church. We need to remember.
好，我们来看新约。
And we turn to the New Testament.
我们来看以弗所书第二章。
Book of Ephesians, chapter 2.
请你念吧。第二章，我们看第十九节到第二十二节，十九到二十二。以弗所第二章十九节到二十二节。
Ephesians 2, verses 19 through 22. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as a chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
并且第二十节被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
Verse 20, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
With Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
我想先知和使徒的根基就是指着他的话。
Foundation of the apostles and prophets speak of the word.
教会是建造在神的话上。
The church is built on the word of God.
教会是建造在这个真理的道上。
And the church is built on the path of truth.
这就是教会的根基。
This is the foundation of the church.
好，最后我们看马太福音。
Lastly, we turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
我们看第七章。
Chapter 7.
我们可以这样说，马太福音第十六章，这里有明文给我们看到教会。两个字。
We can say that Matthew 16, we see the word church.
这两个字。
And this word.
但是我觉得，其实马太福音这个登山报讯有两次，虽然没有明文讲到教会，但是我们的主的心意中间就是指着教会讲的。
But I believe in the Sermon on the Mount, although the word church is not specifically mentioned, our Jesus is mentioning the church here.
第一处就是马太福音登山报讯一开始主讲的一句话。
And the first is in the beginning of the Mount, Sermon on the Mount.
他说你们是世上的光。
He said, you are the light of the world.
这个城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
And a city built on the hill cannot be hidden.
弟兄姊妹，这个城是指着什么？
What does the city speak of?
我想这个城就是新耶路撒冷城。
The city is the New Jerusalem.
这就是教会。
And this is the church.
教会是建造在这个山上的，是不能隐藏的。
The church is built on this hill and it cannot be hidden.
教会是一个金的灯台。
The church is a golden lampstand.
是照亮这个黑暗的一个时代，一个世界。
It shines in the dark times.
所以我想这是第一次我们的主在登山宝训上给我们看到了教会。
This is the first time the Lord causes us to see the church.
我想第二次那就是在马太福音第七章。
And the second time is in Matthew chapter 7.
最后神将主耶稣在登山宝训把所有的话讲完了。
At the end of the Sermon on the Mount.
他有个 conclusion.
His conclusion.
这个 conclusion 是最重要的。
Is the most important.
我想多少时候我们说话说到最后几句话应该是最重要的话。
And it should be at the end of our speech, we should say the most important words.
这里主耶稣又叫我们看见那个教会的建造。
And here Jesus shows us the building of the church.
哎呀，我们的主有父的那个心。
Because he has the Father's heart.
他知道父最看重、最注意的、最在乎的、最宝贝的就是教会。
He knows that the church is the most precious in God's eyes.
我想他的儿子来到地上流血舍命，就是为了达到我们天父的那个旨意。
And so for the Son to come and shed His blood, give His life, is to achieve the Father's desire.
所以子的心同父的心是一致的。
So the Son's heart is one with God's heart.
所以当主耶稣在登山宝训讲这些教训的时候，他没有忘记教会。
So when Jesus was teaching the Sermon on the Mount, He did not forget the church.
最后我们看第七章最后的一段话。
We'll look at the end of chapter 7.
主耶稣说，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明的人把房子盖在磐石上面。
Verse 24. Therefore everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
这个房子很明显就是教会。
This house is clearly the church.
在哥林多前书第三章保罗讲，你们是神所建造的房屋，是神所耕种的田地。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 it says that you are the house that is built by God and the field that is plowed by God.
我们是 God's building, 我们是 God's field.
Are God's building and His field.
我们在这里做什么？我们就在这里建造这个房屋，属灵的一个灵宫。
We are here to build the spiritual dwelling place.
建造在什么地方？
Where is it built?
磐石上面。
On the rock.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚念到以弗所第二章。
We read Ephesians chapter 2.
你们不再是外人，不再是客旅，是圣徒同国神家里的人了，是建造在使徒和先知的根基上的。
You're no longer foreigners and aliens, but citizens of God's people, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
不单是建造在主耶稣基督的身上，这个身上我们应该很实际的，更确实的，实在的，是指着他的那一个话，是他那个真理的道。教会就是建筑在这一个磐石上面。
And so not only are we built on Jesus, but we are built on His word, on the truth.On the true way, and this is where the church is built on the rock.
什么是假的教会？
What is a fake church?
假的教会不是建造在这个先知根基的磐石上面的。
A fake church is not built on this foundation of the apostles and prophets.
什么是真的神的基督的身体是建造在这个根基上面？
True body of Christ is built on this foundation.
是非常重要，今天我们可以区别什么是真的，什么是假的。
Today we can differentiate between the real and the false.
甚至我们也可以区别什么是真的基督徒，什么是假的基督徒。
And from the Bible we can discern who are true Christians and who are fake.
真的基督徒是建造在神话语的根基上的。
Because true Christians are based on the foundation of the word.
什么是假的基督徒？假的基督徒是没有建造在这个磐石，就是神的话语教导上的。
And false Christians are not built on this foundation of the word.
我们可以参考。
We can refer.
底下这么讲，二十五节。
Verse 25。
雨淋水冲风，雨淋水冲风吹，创作那个房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基是立在磐石上面的。
The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house.
风吹雨淋水冲，可以指着所有的试炼。
And all of these speak of the trials.
更可以解释为是最后的那一个审判。
And you can explain this as the last judgment.
这个水是指着神的审判。
This water, this is God's judgment.
我们都知道挪亚的时代用洪水把那一个时代所有的人都毁灭掉了。
We know in the time of Noah, the floods came and washed away.
这个水就是审判。
And so water is judgment.
风也是审判。
And the wind is judgment.
我说你去看启示录，四面的风，这是指着神的审判要临到这个地上。
And you see in Revelations, winds from the four corners is God's judgment.
这个雨冲是同水是分不开的。
And of course, this rain is not separable from water.
我们看见挪亚的时代，四十昼夜的雨一直下不停的。
And we see in the day of Noah, 40 days and nights of rain.
但是我们看见一个教会建造在神 的磐石根基上，神话语的根基上，他就不会得倒塌。
But we see the church that is built on the foundation of this rock of the word will not fall.
一个真的基督徒是建造在这个磐石上面，在审判的时候，他也不会倒下去。
And a true Christian is built on this rock, and during judgment, he will not fall.
底下我们再看下去。
We continue.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人。把房子建在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大，倒塌得很大。Great fall, great.
But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew, and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
在试炼的时候，他站不住。
It cannot stand during trials.
在审判的时候，他更站不住。
And during judgment, it cannot stand.
因为他建造在沙土上。
Because it is built on sand.
我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
父神，我们满心感谢，满心赞美你。
Father, our hearts are full of thanks and praise.
我们在基督里面都是由于你。
In Christ, we are with you.
我们基督能够今天成为我们的救赎，成为我们的公义，成为我们的圣洁，成为我们的智慧。
Today, Jesus Christ is our salvation, our righteousness, and our justification.
主，感谢你，基督今天也成了我们的生命。
And we thank you that today Jesus Christ is our life.
我们感谢你，基督也成为我们的盼望。
And Christ is our hope.
基督也成为我们的荣耀。
And He is our glory.
基督成为我们所有的一切。
And He is our all.
主啊，我们没有什么可以夸口。
Lord, we have nothing to boast of.
我们就指着主，我们来夸口。
But only in our Lord we boast.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
把荣耀珍贵都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，从今时一直到永永远远。
We give you all the glory to the Lamb on the throne from now until eternity.
主啊，余下的时间，你还要用着你的无用的仆人。
Lord, you will use your servant in this time.
你还要用着他的口向你的百姓说话。
You will speak to him.
主，我们知道我们都是称为你名下的人。
And you know we are people under your name.
我们也知道这个殿是称为你名下的殿。
And this temple is under your name.
主啊，求你怜悯。
Lord, have mercy.
求你保守。
And protect.
求你恩待。
And have grace.
求你供应。
Provide.
求你建造。
May you build.
求你来成全。
And may you accomplish.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
我们等候你。
And we wait upon you.
我们歌唱跳舞的都要说我们的前缘都在你的里面。
Those who sing and dance will say our source is in you.
主，我们向你张口，你就给我们充满。
Lord, we open our mouths and you will fill us.
充满我们。
Fill us, Lord.
主，向我们显现。
Lord, reveal yourself.
如同晨光。
As a light.
领导我们。
Lead us.
就像甘露。就像滋润天地的春雨
As the dew nourishes the ground
给我们一个饥渴慕义的心
Give us a heart that seeks
给我们一个渴慕的心
Give us a heart that pursues
我们看见你的荣耀我们要看见你的荣耀
We want to see your glory
我们要看见你的宝座
And we want to see your throne
我们要看见你的作为
We want to see your
愿今天早晨你的宝座设立在我们中间
And may your throne be established among us
主啊我们的你的名我们有意向我们就会放肆
Lord if your name is not a vision Then we are lost,
我们就会分散
and we are dispersed.
给我们看见这个意象
Let us see this vision.
开我们里面的眼睛
Open our inner eyes.
主啊，怜悯你的教会，保守你的教会
Have mercy and protect your church.
恩待你的仆人
Have grace on your
servant. 恩待你翻译的弟兄
Have grace on your
恩待在座的每一位
And have grace on the listeners.
听孩子的祷告
Listen to your child's prayer.
信耶稣基督的名
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我礼拜五礼拜六同弟兄姊妹在交通牧师必有危险的日子要来到
On Friday and Saturday I shared with brothers and sisters that there will be dangerous days in the end times
很可能在我们中间有些弟兄姊妹礼拜五礼拜六没有来的
And maybe some of us were not here on Friday or Saturday
我想用几分钟的时间把它 conclusion 一下
And so I'll use a few minutes to conclude
我们知道我们今天已经处在这个幕后时代的快要结束的那个时候
Because we know we live at the end of the end times now.
我们知道所谓的末世就是从主耶稣基督我们的弥赛亚第一次的来一直到主耶稣弥赛亚第二次的来。
And we know that the end times began when Jesus Christ came to earth and it will end when he him when he returns.
我们知道帮当教会一建造一产生耶路撒冷教会，这就是在末世刚刚开始的时候。
And we know that when the church was born in Jerusalem, this was the beginning of the end times.
要一直到教会被提到世界末了的结束的时候。
It will last until the church is raptured.
整个这段时间就是末世。
This entire period is the end times.
并且这个末世不是中断的，这个末世是继续的下去的。
And it does not stop; it continues onwards.
不但是继续下去，并且是越来越危险，越来越可怕，越来越艰难。
Not only does it continue, but it becomes more dangerous and more difficult.
所以我们看见，在保罗的一个时代，已经末世刚刚开始的几十年。
And so we see in the time of Paul was the first few decades of the end times.
我们看见在这个时候，他的同工提摩太在一个软弱的光景的底下。
And we see his co-worker Timothy was in a weak condition at this time.
为什么他的同工会这样的软弱呢？
Why was his co-worker weak?
因为他没有意料到末世会有这样危险的一个时候。
Because he did not see that there would be such dangerous days in the end time.
不但是外面有压力，外面有难处，外面有问题，是教会的内部有难处，有压力，有问题。
Not only was there problems from the outside, but inside the church there was pressure.
教会里面充满着不义，充满着不圣洁，充满着不法，充满着虚假的东西在里头。
And the church was full of unrighteousness and unholiness and falsehood.
所以这是提摩太没有意料中的。
And so Timothy did not see this.
他觉得很突然。
He saw it as sudden.
外面的压力，这是可以想象得到的。
He could see the outward persecution.
但是现在竟然教会中间能给他这么大的压力，这么大的难处，这么多的问题，他一下子不能面对，不能应付。
But he could not endure, he could not bear this sudden pressure from within the church.
所以他软弱了。
And so he became weak.
但是感谢主，保罗对他这位同工，亲爱的儿子，非常有信心，非常有把握。
We thank the Lord that Paul had faith and had hope in his co-worker.
知道他这个软弱不过是一时的。
And he knew that this was but a temporary weakness.
他要起来。
He would be strengthened.
在主耶稣的恩典中，他一定会刚强起来。
And in the Lord's grace, he will strengthen.
在他里面的那个圣灵是一个刚强的灵，会叫他刚强起来。
Because his spirit is a strong spirit, will allow him to be strengthened.
并且他也深信他的同工因着保罗这封书信，他会刚强起来。
And Paul believed that through his letter, that Timothy would be strengthened.
弟兄姊妹，我要问你们一个问题。
I want to ask a question.
提摩太有没有刚强起来？
Was Timothy strengthened?
弟兄姊妹，你能回答吧？怎么有？你从根据哪里来？是你想象的呢，还是你 有根据的？
How was he strengthened? Do you have proof?
圣经里我们找不到提摩太有没有在冬天以前赶到了保罗那里，因为在提摩太后书第四章，保罗要他提摩太能够赶进来，不但赶进来，要趁着冬天没有到的一天你赶进来，因为冬天一来这个河就封冰了，他就没有办法来了，所以保罗非常的迫切要他的同工提摩太赶进来，还带着一些书卷啊、皮卷啊、他的衣服啊，还带着马可啊一起来。
And we don't find in the Bible whether Timothy was able to visit Paul before the winter, because we know at the end of 2 Timothy that Paul had asked Timothy to visit him before winter came, to bring all of his belongings.
这个我们不知道。
We don't know if he came.
我们没找到根据。
And we have no evidence.
他到底是不是在冬天以前赶来了。
Whether he came before
winter. 可能赶来了，也可能赶不上了。
Maybe he did or maybe not.
那么提摩太是不是刚强起来了呢？
But was Timothy strengthened?
我想回答是正面的，是的。
I believe it's positive, it's yes.
他刚强起来了。
He did.
从哪里根据？
And from where, what evidence?
希伯来书第十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
在最后的两节圣经，三节圣经。
At the end.
在这里怎么讲？
What does it say here?
你们应当知道，我们的弟兄提摩太，他已经释放了。
You need to know that our brother Timothy has been set free.
他已经释放了。
He has been set free.
从哪里释放的？
Set free from where?
监狱里面释放的。
Set free from prison.
为什么他会被关在监狱里？
Why was he in prison?
就是因为他刚强起来。
That's because he was strengthened.
就因为他不在意为耶稣基督做见证而感觉到羞耻，他不在意保罗关在监狱里为羞耻。
He was no longer ashamed of testifying for the Lord of being imprisoned.
所以他起来了。
And so he came, rose up.
运作这个 刚强，这应该这个起来，他被关在监狱里，同保罗一样。
Because he was strengthened, then he was in prison, just like Paul.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
因为我们知道希伯来书是在提摩太后书，在提摩太后书写的一卷书。
Because we know Hebrews was written after 2 Timothy.
虽然这个时间不会太长。
Even though this time was not long.
大概在一年到最多不会在更多的时间，在一年到两年之间，希伯来书就在提摩太后书写成了。
He was written one or two years after 2 Timothy.
但是可以肯定，希伯来书在提摩太书后面的。
But we are certain Hebrews is after 2 Timothy.
所以有人说希伯来书可能是保罗写的。
And so people say perhaps Hebrews is written by Paul.
但是不可能的。
But it's impossible.
因为保罗写提摩太后书是最后的一卷书。
Because 2 Timothy was the last book Paul wrote.
他殉道了。
He was martyred.
他没有再写其他的书信。
He did not write any other books.
所以我们想希伯来书这句话就证明了提摩太刚强了起来，感谢神。
And so we see in Hebrews that Timothy was strengthened.
一人虽然七次跌倒，总不兴起。
A righteous one, even though he falls, will be raised up.
我们虽然会跌倒，不会又爬不起来。
Even though we fall, we can still get up.
感谢神，这是神的恩典。
Because this is God's grace.
我们能够再次靠着主的恩典，我们能够刚强起来。若是你真正是神的儿女，有生命的话。
We can rely on God's grace to rise up again.
好，我们想这个危险的时代，从教会一开始建立，一直到教会被提，这个危险，这个难处，是一直叙述下去的。
So these dangerous days continue from the beginning of the church all the way till now.
这个危险从哪里来的呢？
And where does this danger come from?
这个危险的日子的根源，你们是从哪里找到的呢？
Where do we find the source of this danger?
我们知道这是撒旦。
We know this is Satan.
这是从神的主要的原因，是从仇敌的撒旦。来的。
And this comes from the enemy, from Satan.
我们昨天、昨天、前天，我都同弟兄姊妹交通过了。
And I have shared with brothers and sisters.
神整个计划、整个工作的中心、整个工作计划的核心就是教会。
The core, the center of God's purpose is His church.
神一直在那里建造、一直在那里经营的就是教会。
What God is building, investing in is his church.
希伯来书第十一章我们看见很清楚。
Hebrews 11 we see.
亚伯拉罕所等候所盼望的就是那座有根基的城，是神所建造，是神所经营的。
That what Abraham hoped for was that city with the foundation was built by God.
今天神在做什么？他经营什么？
What is God doing today?
为着教会。
God is working for the church today.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神不但要协助他的儿子道成肉身来到地上，有血肉之体的儿子来到地上，幕后的亚当来到地上。
Not only did he send his son as a man, flesh and blood onto earth, the last Adam.
并且我们看见，他要协助在他里面的那个新造的人，就是教会。
We see that within him, we will have the new creation, that is the church.
要征服他的仇敌。
And that will overcome the enemy.
神不来征服撒旦，因为神征服撒旦就像一个两不帮的人同一个小孩子打架，一岁两岁的小孩子在那里摔跤，这个太没有意义了。
Because for God to attack Satan himself is just like two kids who are fighting. There's no point.
神要协助那道成肉身的幕后亚当，有肉身的像我们一样的，以及他里面的那个新造的人来征服他的仇敌。
God will use man and his son and his new creation to fight with the enemy.
要叫他的仇敌闭口不言，感觉到羞耻。
So that his enemy will be ashamed.
我们看见以弗所第三章。
We see in Ephesians chapter 3.
神要协助教会，叫天上执政的、掌权的，得知神百般的智慧，这是神最大的智慧，这是神最大的能力，就是协助教会来征服他的仇敌。
God's greatest wisdom, His greatest power is to use the church to overcome Satan.
弟兄姊妹，你想他的仇敌甘心不甘心？
And how do you think the enemy feels?
他能够认输吗？
Can he admit defeat?
所以他一直在那里攻击、破坏、毁坏教会的见证和建造。
So he is always there attacking and destroying the building of the church.
从教会的开始成立一直到教会被提，整个这段时间在撒旦攻击破坏毁坏的那一个 情况底下。
From the birth of the church, the rapture of the church, Satan is attacking the church.
他绝对不放弃。
And he will not give up.
他越来越残酷，越来越狡猾。
And he is more cunning now.
用各种各样的方法来破坏教会。
All kinds of means to destroy the church.
我已经讲了，他用三个方法总括起来，千方百计，一千一百个方法，一千一百个计划，归拢就是三个。
And we can categorize all his means into three aspects.
弟兄姊妹还记得吗？
Brothers, just remember.
第一个是什么？
What's the first one?
啊？逼迫。
Persecution.
将苦难、患难加给教会，加给神的儿女，让他们不敢为神做见证，让他们退缩，就像提摩太一样。
To give trials and hardship to the church, just like it was given to Timothy.
从教会开始，一直到教会被提。
To the rapture.
教会是一直在苦难、试炼、试探的中间。
The church is in the middle of danger and trials.
是无形的，或者是有形的。
Whether concrete or abstract.
我昨天同弟兄姊妹交通到启示录的第七章。
I shared on Revelation chapter 7.
我们看见为什么启示录的这一章圣经刚放在第六个印和第七个印的中间。
And why is chapter 7 between the 6th and 7th seal?
我们知道这个印一揭开，那就是大灾难开始了。
Because we know when these seals are open, that is the beginning of the great tribulation.
我昨天讲了，这段圣经有一段话说，他们是经过大患难的。
Because it says that they have been through the great tribulation.
所以那些主张灾前被提的这班弟兄姊妹，也都是我们很尊敬的一班弟兄姊妹。
And so those who are overcomers, who are raptured, these are respectable brothers and sisters.
所以他们解释说，他们是从大灾难 great tribulation 中间经过的这一班人。
And so we explain that these people have gone through the great tribulation.
所以他们解释这段话怎么解释的？
So how do they interpret this part?
就是解释说。这个大的灾难是延续的，是长期的，存在在他们中间的。
And they say that this great tribulation is a continuous tribulation among them.
我想按照我的圣经的领会，我是主张教会要经过 tribulation 的。
And so from my understanding, the church will go through tribulation.
我想这都不重要。
But this is not important.
无论是灾前也好，灾后也好，我们总要被提。
Whether before or after the tribulation, we will be raptured.
所以我们就照着这个大灾难是一个长期的、不停的一个患难，也很好。
And so if we look at the Great Tribulation as a long-lasting tribulation.
是的，从教会一有开始，一直到教会被提，这个灾难、这个困苦是不停止的。
It's good because from the beginning to the end of the church, this tribulation will not end.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十五章讲得很清楚。
In John 15, Jesus says,
主耶稣说，世人恨你们，你们应当知道。
He says that people on earth hate you, you should know this.
知道什么？
What do you know?
恨你们以前已经恨我了。
Because before they hated you, they have hated me.
世界爱属于自己的人。
The earth, the world loves its own people.
因为你们不是属于世界的。
But because you are not of this earth.
你们是从世界里面分别出来，是我拣选出来的一般人。
You have been chosen out of this world.
所以世人一定恨你们。
And so people in this world hate you.
你们要记得我给你们讲的话。
Remember my words.
仆人不能大于主人。
The servant cannot be greater than master.
我受了逼迫，你们能不受逼迫吗？
I have been persecuted. Can you not be persecuted?
不是你们真是我的仆人，真是我的学生，那么你们也要同我一样要受逼迫。
If you are my true servants and students, then you will just be persecuted like I was.
保罗写信给提摩太第三章，他怎么讲的？
What does Paul say in 2 Timothy verse chapter 3?
凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的人，他们要受逼迫。
Those who stand firm and follow the Lord every day will be persecuted.
你说我今天一点没有苦难，一点没有为主受一点点的苦难，不可能的。
It's impossible to not be persecuted.
除非你没有过一个敬虔的生活。
Unless you do not live a devout life.
什么叫敬虔？
And what is devotion?
就是像神一样的生活。
And that is a life like God.
不是你的生活是像神一样的，神就是个光，这个光在黑暗的里面，在人的中间，人喜欢光吗？
If your light If your life is like God, then it is light. And do people like
light? 主耶稣来到地上, 为什么受这么大的难处, 这么多的逼迫? 因为他是真光。 光来到世界, 世人不爱光, 反倒爱黑暗。
Jesus was a true light, and so when he came to this earth, he was despised and hated because people do not like the light.
所以你若是过一个金钱的生活, 立志在基督里, 过一个金钱的生活。
So if you stand firm in Jesus Christ and live a devout life,
那你的逼迫, 难处, 一定会有的,
then you will have persecution.
当然这个难处不一定是像 这个提摩太保罗在那时候被关在监狱里面的那个难处。
Of course, this may not be the difficulties of being in prison like Paul and Timothy.
但是你会感觉到一种压力。
But you will feel the pressure.
这个压力是因着不是一个世界上的引诱。我们常常讲，哎呀，基督徒在这个时代有好多压力啊，是好多难处啊。哎呀，这个世界的引诱啊，这些什么东西啊，肉体的情欲啊，我想不是这个。
And I don't think it's the pressures from this world, the temptations, how you say Christians have a hard time in this world. It's not.
而是你为着主在那里做一个见证。
But it's you being a testimony for the Lord.
教会在地上为着主做一个荣耀的见证, 那这个难处一定会临到你。
The church is being testimony for the Lord in this, on this earth, and this, there will be persecution here.
但是我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord though.
为什么在这个六个印第七个印中间有这么一段,
Why is there chapter 7 between the 6th and 7th seal?
我想这是圣灵特殊的安排。
And this is a special arrangement by the Holy Spirit.
给我们极大的安慰。
It gives us great comfort.
若是你去看这一段经文,
If you look at this passage,
约翰观看, 他看,
And John, he looked.
他看见许许多多的人,
he saw a great multitude.
是从各族, 各民, 各方, 各国来的,
from all nations, tribes, peoples.
当然这帮人就是被买赎回来的,
and this group of people have been purchased.
就是这帮是真的基督徒, 他们名字就记载在羔羊生命册上,
these are the true Christians whose names have been recorded in the book of life.
他们穿着白衣, 手拿中柱,
and they are They have white robes and in their hands is a
palm.
And before the throne, before the Lamb,
他们大声在那里喊说,
they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
有人就问保罗, 问约翰, 一位长老问约翰, 他说这些人从哪里来的呢? 是谁呢这帮人?
Some asked John, who are these people? Where did they come from?
约翰就回答了,
and John answered,
他们是从大患难中出来的,
they came out of the great tribulation.
羔羊的血已经把他们的衣服洗了几百,
the blood of the Lamb has cleansed their robes.
哎呀, 他们是被羔羊血所救赎的一帮人。
And they have been saved by the blood of the Lamb.
我们看见他接下来说,
it continues,
所以他们要在神宝座的前和他的殿中昼夜的侍奉他, 侍奉羔羊和神。
So they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple.
接下来,
continues,
他说, 神做宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他们。
And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them.
他们不再饥不再渴, 炎热太阳, 也不会伤害他们。
Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst.
做宝座的羔羊, 要亲自地牧养他们, 把他们带到生命水的前边。
For the Lamb at the throne will be their shepherd and will lead them to springs of living water.
神要擦干他们一切的眼泪。
And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
哎呀,弟兄姊妹, 这是教会, 这里讲到的教会不是, 少数的人, 是讲到整体的教会。
And this church here is the entire church.
我们看见了那个远近,
and we see the future.
就好像一个人在极其的这个炎热的旷野和沙漠地方, 走得精疲力尽, 快要干死了, 快要热死了。
Like a man in the wilderness who was at his end, almost dying of thirst.
他走上了一个高坡,
and he walks to the top of a hill.
他远远看见了什么?
And what does he see in the distance?
哎呀, 他看见了以琳, 你们知道什么叫以琳? 以琳有72棵棕树, 还有12棵水钱。
He saw Elim with 72 palm trees and the oasis.
哎呀, 他看见了Hawaii, 他看见了Honolulu。
And he sees Hawaii there.
哎呀，多美丽呀，多美丽的景象啊！
What a beautiful scene.
哎呀，在这个时候他还渴吗？不渴了。
And is he still thirsty now?
他还热吗？他也不热了。
And he is no longer hot.
因为他前面看见了。
Because he sees in front of him.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
这段话就是给我们教会给我们一个极大的安慰和勉励。
Gives us a church a great comfort.
这是教会最后的命令。
Because this is the last command.
这是教会最后的结局。
This is the end of the church.
神要擦干他们的眼泪。
God will wipe away their tears.
哎呀，神要用自己的帐幕来覆庇他们。
And God will use His tent to cover them.
神要居住在他们中间。
God will abide in them.
要擦干他们的眼泪。
Wipe away their tears.
不再有死亡，不再有疼痛，不再有悲哀。感谢神。
No more death or pain or anguish.
都成了。
It's finished.
过去的事都过去了。
And the past is gone.
一切都更新了。
All things are new.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天我们极大荣耀的盼望。
This is our glorious hope, brothers and sisters.
虽然这个苦难是长期的。
Because although this tribulation is long-term.
但是因着这极重无比永远的荣耀，我们就不足加以了。
Because it's incomparable glory, we do not see this as anything.
这不过是自沾自清的一点点的痛苦，算得了什么？
What does this little suffering count for?
一时虽然一哭泣，早晨我们就欢呼了。
Because once the sun comes out, then we are new.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
因着这些安慰，保罗的书信叫提摩太刚强起来。
Because of Paul's letters, Timothy was strengthened.
但愿这封书信今天也是对着我们在座的每一位写的。
And may this be written for all of us here.
也是对着在牧师教会所写的。
May this be written for the end church.
我们看见神虽然撒旦虽然厉害，用这个患难困苦逼迫。
Although Satan uses persecution and trials.
来毁坏教会的见证和建造。
To destroy the testimony of the church.
他最终他失败。
In the end, he fails.
我昨天也讲了，教会是建造在这个磐石上面。
Because I told you, the church is built on this rock.
阴间的门是不能胜过它的。
The gates of Hades will not overcome it.
撒旦第二个诡计，第二个方法策略，就是在教会中间兴风作浪，利用我们的肉体，我们天然的生命，让我们彼此相争，彼此相恨，纷争嫉妒。
And so Satan's second method is to use our flesh within the church to cause us to have internal strife.
因此叫教会没有办法建造。
And so the church can no longer be built up.
弟兄姊妹不彼此相爱，教会怎么建造？
There is no brotherly love. How can the church be built?
看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美，就像贵重的油从亚伦的头上流到无须，流到他的衣襟。弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，什么善，什么美，教会被建造起来了。
How good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
教会在地上那个建造起来成为合乎神心意的一个荣耀圣洁的一个教会，这是善，这是美，必须弟兄姊妹和睦同居。
The church will be built up, but the brothers and sisters must dwell together in unity.
我们不合一，我们不和睦，我们不这样，我们怎么来建造这个教会？
If we have no harmony or unity, how can we build the church?
哎呀，撒旦这个计谋是非常有效，直到今天。
This is a very effective method.
我们看看今天的教会。
See today's church.
这是普遍的现象，分裂。
Occurs all over the world.
弟兄同弟兄，弟兄同传道人，传道人同传道人。哎呀，那个 conflict， 那个 war， 那一个，这种征战斗殴。
Conflicts between brothers, conflicts between brothers and ministers, between ministers and ministers.
今天我要重点的讲第三个。
Today I will finish on the third method.
撒旦要用虚假属灵的假冒。来破坏教会的建造。
Satan will use spiritual falsehood and hypocrisy to destroy the church.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个最危险、最危险、最可怕、最可怕的一个策略。
This is the most dangerous and most fearsome method.
今天多少神的儿女被迷惑了？
How many children of God have been deceived?
撒旦是以假乱真。
Because Satan is a deceiver.
以假的变成一个真的，让你看起来是真的，因着这个外貌，因着这个口号。
And so one thing that is false, he turns it into something that seems real.
因着外面那个属灵的包装，叫你看不出其中真正的含义，
Because there is a spiritual wrapper around it. We cannot see what is truly inside. How many children of God cannot discern? Why? Because we are not clear on God's word.
以赛亚书第八章也就非常宝贝的话，盼望弟兄姊妹把它背着记在心里。
Very precious words in Isaiah.
以赛亚书人应当以训诲和法度为标准，若是有人他们所讲的不合乎这个标准，他就不得见成光。什么来做标准？ 就是以神的话、神的道、以真理来作为标准。若是他所讲的、所传的，同他是不符合的。
In Isaiah, there is a standard that we need to hold to, and we need to be in accordance with this standard.
弟兄姊妹，你若是对神的话不老练，你哪里有一个标准在哪里？
But if we do not know God's word, where is our standard?
所以非常容易被撒旦所迷惑啊。
So it's easy for Satan to deceive us.
今天在世上有很多虚假的东西。There
are many falsehoods in the earth.
我们称它为赝品，赝品啊，这个就是假的。And
these are falsehoods.
但是你要知道。But
you need to know.
今天全球的教会。
That the world, the church in this world is full of falsehood.
有真的就有假的。
Where there is truth, then there is falsehood.
有真的福音，有假的福音。
Where there is true gospel, there is a fake gospel.
有真的教会，有假的教会。
There is a true church and a false church.
有真的基督徒，有假的基督徒。
And a true Christian and a fake Christian.
有真的传道人，有假的传道人。
True minister and a fake minister.
有真的真理，真的道，也有假的真理，真的道，假的道。
A true truth and a false truth.
有真的灵恩，也有假的灵恩。
And there is true, a filling of the Holy Spirit, but also false.
今天有真的神学，有假的神学。And
true theology and fake theology.
今天有真的敬拜，假的敬拜。True
worship versus false worship.
今天有真的圣乐，有假的圣乐。And
there is true music, and there is false music today.
哎呀，太多虚假的东西。So
many false.
所有属灵的事，有真的就一定有假的。All
spiritual things that are true, there will be false ones.
这是。
Because Satan has wrapped it up. So that you cannot discern. Why did I read 2 Corinthians? Because Paul's wrath is the wrath of God. Paul's jealousy is like the jealousy of God. Why is he in such wrath and jealousy?
弟兄姊妹,
because today, God's people lack this jealousy. And we lack this wrath. We only speak of love.
只讲包容,
and forgiveness.
只讲赦免,
and a repentance.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有注意到。
We not pay attention. This God is a God of jealousy.
以赛亚书第34章说，耶和华是祈邪的神，他名为祈邪者。
Isaiah 30 says that our Jehovah is a jealous God. His name is jealous.
他的名就是基督，你知道吗？
His name is jealous.
我们不要只记得他的名是奇妙，是慈是永在的父，全能的神，是和平的君。我们知道他的名也还有很多的名，但是很少弟兄姊妹知道神有一个名，就是祈邪的名。
We know that God has all names. He is the God of peace, and He is the Prince of Peace. But He also is a God of jealousy.
保罗说，我有神那样的愤恨。
And Paul says, I have the wrath of God.
我们把你们当作个贞洁的童女献给基督。
Because I give you as a virgin to Christ.
献给一个丈夫。
To one husband.
但是只怕你们的心偏于了邪。
But I'm afraid that your heart has deviated.
失去了像基督所存清洁的心，今天有多少神的儿女，多少的教会，已经失去了那像基督所存纯洁清洁的心，已经不再是贞洁的童女了。
But you have lost that pure heart like Christ, and you are no longer a virgin.
不再是童真的女了。
No longer a virgin.
弟兄姊妹，接下来保罗怎么讲？
What does Paul say later?
就像蛇引诱了夏娃一样。
Just like the serpent tempting Eve.
底下他就讲了三个虚假的东西。
And he speaks of three falsehoods.
一个是你们今天所领受的圣灵，不是你们以前所领受的圣灵，这不是圣灵啊，是假的。
And that is the Holy Spirit you received today. It's not the first Holy Spirit you received. It's fake.
今天你们所接受的那个福音不是我所传的福音，是个假的福音，你知道吗？
The gospel you received today is not the gospel I preach. It is a false gospel.
今天你们所认识的基督不是你们过去我传给你们的那位主，是假的，你们知道吗？
And the Christ you know today is not the Christ I preach. It is a false Christ.
但是他们受了迷惑。
But they have been deceived.
他们受了撒旦的引诱。
And they have been tempted by Satan. And they have no feeling.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是今天危险的时代最危险的一件事。
This is the most dangerous of the dangerous days today.
今天时间很有限。
And we have limited time today.
我真的提一下。
I can only mention briefly.
今天有很多假的福音，当然有真的福音。
There are many false gospels, but there's also true gospel.
今天假的福音是到处都是。
And all over is the false gospel.
但是真的福音太少太少。
But true gospel, there is too few.
很多很多教会所传的福音是假的福音。
So many gospels preached by churches are false.
我最近看见好几本基督教的刊物和杂志。
And I saw so many Christian magazines and books.
他们好像现在还注意到这个问题。
It seems like they only now realize this problem.
我看了一本杂志叫《剧目》，就是《Behold》。
And there's a magazine called Behold.
啊，就是在校园基督教校园福音团体他们出版的。
It is called a campus
evangelical fellowship.
It's from evangelical fellowship.
一些杂志。
They have some magazines.
他们两期的最近的杂志都是讲这个问题。
And the two most recent issues have spoken of this problem.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
讲到那什么是假的福音。
What is false gospel?
为什么他说今天基督徒那样的自私？
Why are Christians so selfish today?
为什么今天基督徒比一般的人还要自私？
Why are Christians more selfish than normal people?
他回答了。
And his answer.
他找到了一个根源。
There was a source.
因为他们所接受的是一个假的福音。
Because what they receive is a false gospel.
我也看见了一本杂志，就是唐松勇的杂志。
And there was another magazine.
他也提到这个问题。
He mentioned this problem too.
他说今天热心传福音的很多，但是要了解真正明白福音的本质的人却没有。很多人有兴趣。
There are many fervent preachers of the gospel, but not many who preach the true gospel.
因此于今天用很多虚假的方法来吸引人来信耶稣。
And so there are many false methods to attract people to God.
但是结果呢？
But what are the results?
有80到90以上的人，他们决志了，相信了，最后他们都放弃了。
80 to 90% of people believe, but in the end they give up.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们所接受的，这是我的讲，这个今天他们所接受的是一个unsealed gospel.
Because what they received is a gospel that is on sale.
他们所接受的福音是个 discounted gospel.
It's a discount gospel.
正是今天过节过年，哎呀，你看看这个 shopping mall 里面都在那里抢这些便宜的东西呀。
And you see the holiday season, all the malls have these sales.
这是今天所传的福音。
That is the gospel preached today.
这是假的福音。
It is false.
什么是真的福音？
What is true gospel?
保罗在《使徒行传》26章。
In Acts chapter 20.
他对亚基伯王讲的一番话。
Paul tells King Agrippa.
他说我从来没有违背那天上来的那个异象。
I have never disobeyed the vision from heaven.
所以我就在大马士革，在耶路撒冷，在犹太全地，一直到外邦，祝福他们，命令他们。
And so in Jerusalem, Damascus, to the ends of the world, I have commanded the people.
祝福他们什么？
What have I blessed them with?
你们要悔改，归向神。
I have commanded to repent and return to
God. 心是要与悔改的心要相称的。
Because your actions have to be matched with the repentance.
不是光是嘴里说我悔改了，我相信了，要看你的行为是不是同悔改的心相称。
It's not only you say that you have repented and believed, but your actions will speak louder.
什么是真正的悔改？
What is true repentance?
什么叫归向神？
What is returning to God?
我们不再以自己为中心。
We are no longer the center.
什么叫撒旦引诱的这个夏娃？用什么方法来引诱他的？
How did Satan tempt Eve?
我们若是去看创世纪第二章，你就知道了。
If you see Genesis 2, we know.
我们看见有一棵生命树，有一棵分别善恶的知识树。
There's a tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
什么是生命树？
What is the tree of life?
生命树就是指着神要把他的自己给我们人类作为生命。
The tree of life is God wanting to give Himself to us. To
他们神要人来享受他，经历他，得着他。
God wants people to receive Him and to enjoy Him.
他要人来充满他，向他彰显他。
He wants people to be full of him and to be like him.
要人得到这个生命的代表他，彰显他的荣耀。
He wants people to receive his life so they can manifest his glory.
并且这个生命树是代表我们要以他为我们的中心。
And this tree of life is to have us be
成为我们生活的中心。
For him to be our center.
我们专一的依靠他，专一的爱他，专一的侍奉他，专一的敬拜他，这也是理所。
To solely serve him and solely believe in him and to solely have him as our life, this is what should be.
弟兄姊妹，很简单，生命树就是以神为中心。
It's very simple. The tree of life is to have God as center.
什么叫分辨树？
And what is the tree of knowledge?
什么叫知识树？
What is the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
把这个中心改变了。
And they have removed the center.
本来是应当以神为中心的。
Originally, God was center.
现在以人自己为中心。
But now, man is center.
我们不再依靠神，不再爱神，不再侍奉神。
We no longer depend on God or rely on Him or trust Him.
人成了宇宙的一个中心。
And so humans have become the center of the universe.
什么叫知识树？
What is a tree of knowledge?
弟兄姊妹，你知道有一句话。
Brothers, you know saying.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
我只要有知识。我有科学的知识，我就有 power.
As long as I have scientific knowledge, then I have power.
神不再是 powerful God.
And God is no longer all powerful.
中心转移了。
The center has been changed.
撒旦就用这个方法，叫人不以神为中心，以自己为中心，以人为中心，以知识为中心，不再依靠神。
And so Satan does not want God to be center, but rather has humans be center and no longer depend on God.
并且与撒旦连接起来。
And then is connected to Satan.
弟兄姊妹，这叫蛇这样引诱了夏娃。
This is how the serpent tempted Eve.
今天在幕后的时代一样。
It's the same in the end times today.
撒旦就用一些迷惑的方法，暗暗地把这个中心转移了。
Satan uses deceptive means to move the center.
今天福音应当以神为中心的。
Today the gospel should be God-centered.
我们是悔改神，是悔改归向神的。
We repent and return to God.
过去我们是走自己的道路，思念自己的计划。今天我不了，我转过来了，我悔改了，我以神的计划，以神的心意为我的中心的。
Previously we walked our own path and followed our own ideas, but now we return to God and follow His heart.
弟兄姊妹，这叫悔改归向神。
This is repentance and
following God. 这叫你真正信了福音了。
And this is true gospel.
你真是口里认耶稣基督是主。
In your mouth, you confess Jesus is Christ.
过去是我是主，我是王。今天我愿意认耶稣是我的主，是我的王了。
Before I was Lord, I was King, but now Christ is my King and Lord.
以赛亚55章很清楚。
Isaiah 55 is very clear.
给我们讲到什么是真的福音。
What is true gospel?
他怎么讲的？
What does it say?
称作耶和华可寻，称作耶和华可寻找的时候寻见他。
Call on Jehovah while he is near.
亲近的时候求告他。
And when you draw near, seek him.
恶人呐，你们要离弃自己的道路。
Let the wicked forsake his way.
不义的人呐，你们要丢弃除掉你们自己的意念。
Let the evil man forsake his thoughts.
归向神。
Return to the Lord.
耶和华就怜悯你们。
Jehovah will have mercy on you.
你们要归向神。
You return to God.
又是一个归向。
It's return.
耶和华我们的神就要赦免你们。
And Jehovah our God will forgive you.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫福音？
What is gospel?
你的罪怎么得到赦免？
How did your sins?
你怎么能够蒙神的怜悯？
How can you receive God's mercy?
离弃你自己的道路。
Leave your path.
除去你自己的意念。
And forsake your thoughts.
耶和华的意念是高过我们的意念。耶和华的道路是高过我们的道路。从今以后不走我的道路了。从今不以我的意念为意念。我要以神的道路为道路。以神的意念为意念。弟兄姊妹，这叫悔改，这叫真的福音。这是叫以神为中心的。
Because God's thoughts and God's ways are higher than our ways, and we need to give up our own ways. And this is to have Christ, to have God be our center. What do we live for? Who have received grace, we no longer live for ourselves. We live for God. And we glorify Him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is the gospel.
今天的福音,
and today's gospel only lets you benefit. To heal you of sickness. To give you wealth.
你不顺利的叫你顺利,
to cause your life to be smooth.
叫你今生做财主,
so, that in this age you can be a boss, but in
财主,
the future.
来世呢?
But in the future?
拉萨路, 这是今天的福音,
this is today's gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个福音是以人为中心的,
this gospel is human centered.
今天的教会呢?
Today's church has changed the center. Churches that were God-centered and Christ-centered have now changed to be human-centered. The most popular
marketing strategy 市场推销的那个策略你有没有听见过?可能你们听都没有听见过。现在很
popular。Most popular marketing strategy is
今天这些大的教会 mega church 他们怎么会人数增加的这么多这么快的呢?
How come mega churches can be mega churches? How did their
numbers increase? 他们就是采用了这个市场推销的那个策略。Is
that they use this marketing strategy?
他们让这些消费者能够满足他们的愿望，满足他们的要求。这个消费者就是我们今天教会中的基督徒，是消费者。So
they can fulfill and satisfy the consumers' wants and needs. These consumers are today's Christians.
教会呢?
Then the church?
Producer.
The church is the producer.
产品.
Products.
所有的节目，所有的活动，是能够叫所有的弟兄姊妹，所有他们来的，都能够满足的，能够满足他们的欲望的。All
the plans, all the activities is to fulfill the needs and desires of the.
他们调查下来，哪一些是基督徒不喜欢的，就把它除掉。And
so whatever is disliked by Christians, then we don't do these.
把他们所喜欢的带到教会中间来。And
so what they like, we bring into the church.
叫消费者，通这个大家都能够得到满足。So
that the consumers, all of them can be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，教会今天成了人的中心。Brothers
and sisters, the church is now human-centered.
今天教会以很多世俗的东西、情欲的东西、甚至邪恶的东西都进到教会里面来。
And many secular, emotional, and even pagan things enter the church now.
比如说上个月,我们知道最后一个月有一个贵节, Halloween.
And we know there was Halloween a few months ago.
有些教会在哪里过? Halloween.
Some churches are celebrating Halloween.
为什么他们要过这个节呢?
And why do they celebrate Halloween?
他们讲出理由来了。
And the reasons?
因为我们的孩子、孩童,他们喜欢鬼节,所以我们教会就在这一天应当过鬼节。
Because our children like Halloween, so we need to celebrate Halloween.
弟兄姊妹,
this is today's church.
今天的教会的音乐是满足谁的?
And the music, who does it satisfy?
是满足神的还是满足人的?
Does it satisfy God or man?
弟兄姊妹, 2000年了,没有像今天的教会,音乐是那样的五花八门的。
2000 years from now, no music in the church is like today's.
你讲得好听是多姿多彩。
And you say it sounds good, but there are a multitude of music out there.
讲得难听一点是不伦不类不三不四。
But
什么叫不三不四? No three, no four.
It's inappropriate.
弟兄姊妹, 本来教会, 音乐只有教会能够听到非常纯洁、洁净的、清凉的、从天上来的 那些音乐。
Originally, the music in the church was music that was pure, that was from heaven.
只有教会能够听得到的。
And only in the church can you hear such music.
这些诗歌都是那些爱主的、花上代价的、有经历的、属灵生命丰富的，他们被圣灵感动写出来的那些诗歌，是在你唱的时候，你觉得是在天上。
These hymns were written by those brothers and sisters who had experience, who were full of the Spirit, who had gone through these in their lives.
这是天上的音乐。
This is heavenly music.
这是 new song, 这是新的歌。你们启示录两次提到，他们在那里唱新歌。这是新歌，是只有那些被救赎来的人，他们能够唱，他们能够学。地上的人是学不来的。
And these are the new songs that are mentioned in Revelation, that only those who are believed and overcome.Can learn.
今天只有教会那些真正蒙恩得救的人，他们从心里面能够唱出这样一个救赎的诗歌啦。
And only those who are saved by grace in the church can sing these hymns of salvation.
但是今天教会中间这批最接近的一个土地被玷污了。
But this most sacred of places in the church is now defiled.
撒旦多厉害。
How powerful Satan is.
他毁坏教会，我刚刚讲可以用很多的工具。
There are many ways to destroy the church.
但是今天的音乐被撒旦掌管了。
But today, music is controlled by Satan.
他利用那个世俗的那个音乐，世俗的那些曲调。
He uses secular and contemporary harmonies.
所谓的人民这个流行的那些音乐。
All the popular music.
带到教会中。
And he's brought it into church.
再加上。那一些高音贝的那种音响，听得你能够震耳欲聋的那些音乐。
And then you add the amps and the drums, and then it'll ring in your ears.
再加上各样的乐器。
And all kinds of instruments.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，伪装作这是圣诗。
And then they say this is a hymn.
他的假冒这些是圣歌，是唱给神听的，是敬拜神的。
And then falsely they say this is.To God.
这音乐只有迪斯科里面，只有在夜总会里面，只有在跳舞厅里面 ，KTV 里面，你能够听得到的。
All this music you can hear in the dance hall, in karaoke, in these places, in these discos and nightclubs.
今天教会里面都能够听得到。
But in the church, you hear these two.
并且人觉得非常的好，非常听了非常的 hot, 非常 high.听了非常的兴奋。
And people are excited to hear this music, and they're glad.
不管是信的还是不信的人，听见这个乐音乐都会的抖动。
And then they start to dance and sway.
听见这个音乐都会不但是手动，还要脚动。
And their hands sway and their feet sway.
肌肉肉都会的发抖。
And they're trembling.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣乐吗？
Are these hymns?
什么叫圣乐？
What are hymns?
圣乐就是同世界的音乐都有区别的，这叫圣乐，圣洁的，分别为圣，只有给神听的音乐。
Hymns have been separated from this world, music that is only for God.
今天这些音乐都是给那些属肉体的、属血气的人，在听这些音乐会的有这样的一个反应。
And today, this music will only have reactions for those who are the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，时间很有限，我不能。在讲这方面，盼望弟兄姊妹有个分别的灵。我不是说音乐不好，弟兄姊妹，你要知道，今天的鲁德马丁他是最喜欢音乐，他写了很多的诗歌。
We need to know. I'm not saying that music is bad, but we need to discern. Martin Luther was one who loved hymns.
但是你知道鲁德马丁有句非常宝贝的话。
But you know he had a very precious saying.
他说 ，Highest worship of God is preach His word. You take a break. 就是说最高的敬拜是什么？是传他的话。
The highest form of worship is to preach his word.
他说你不能比尊敬神、敬重神更高的，就是不单是安静的，乘着一种敬畏的心来听他的话，并且你心灵里面有一个 obedience heart. 弟兄姊妹，这是最高的尊敬神、敬拜神。
The highest form of worship, whether it is in quiet or preaching, is to preach the word, in obedience.
保罗也是一样。
Paul is the same.
保罗也是一个爱唱歌的人。
Because he is one who loved to sing.
爱音乐的人。
He loved music.
他在监狱里面他还唱诗歌来赞美神。
He was in jail, he was singing and praising God.
但是他在信约写书信里面他对音乐是怎么样的评价。
But what is his, attitude towards music.
你看看哥罗西书第三章，看看这个以弗所第三，我没有时间同弟兄们交通了。第五章。
See Galatians and Ephesians.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
今天教会的中心改变了。
Today, the center of church has changed.
我们要认识撒旦的诡计。
We need to know the methods of the.
教会是应当建造在这个使徒和根基的根上面的。
Because the church should be built on the foundation of apostles and prophets.
但是今天不是建造在这根基上。
Today, it's not.
我有好几年以前，我到一个教会。
Many years ago, I went to a church.
以前我也常去，后来很长时间我没有去了。
And in the past, I went frequently, but it's been a while.
那一天我又去了。
And that day I went.
哎呀，想不到这个教会完全变掉了。
I didn't think that this church changed.
一开始40分钟就是所谓今天的这个敬拜赞美。
So the first 40 minutes was today's worship time.
哎呀，这些音乐叫我听得耳朵都发响啊。
And afterwards, my ears were ringing from the music.
头里面都发昏了。
And I was dizzy inside.
我在暗想，我怎么来讲道？等一会站在讲台上。
And I was wondering how I was to preach.
哎呀，我讲的道都忘掉了。
And I forgot all my sermon.
我在那里想这些人这个手啊脚啊在那里兴奋的唱啊，等会怎么有精力来听我的道啊
？And how will the people have energy after they're dancing to listen to my message?
后来我去上了讲台了，轮到我了，总算。
Went on the pulpit finally.
我一到讲台上面，看见一条条子写在那里。
And then I saw a note in front of me.
他说：“讲员，请你合作。”
And I said, please cooperate.
你要几点钟几分你要下台？
You need to come down at such time.
哎呀，我一开始我不得了，才给我40分钟的时间。
And then I saw I only had 40 minutes.
我讲到一般是一个小时最少。
And my sermons are about.
所以要把我的讲章要 cut 掉三分之一啊。
And so I cut a third of my message.
后来我一想。
And then I thought.
对不起，我不能同你合作。
Sorry, I cannot cooperate.
我不能同你合作，我只能同圣灵合作。
I can only cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要叫我讲的，我就讲。
What the Holy Spirit wants me to speak, I will.
所以我也就不管他了。
And so I.
弟兄姊妹，今天撒旦的诡计是何等的厉害。
How
powerful. 他就是把这些音乐来代世俗的音乐来代替神的道神的话。
How powerful are Satan methods to use music to replace God's word?
今天你一注重音乐，你就一定不会注重神的道。
Once you focus on music, you will not focus on God's word.
今天为什么很多教会的讲台就越说越短，越说越短，甚至很多教会只有20分钟、半个小时，能够有40分钟，这是好的不得了的了。
And why are the messages becoming shorter and shorter at churches? 40, 30, 20 minutes now.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有话神的话，我们怎么来分辨是非
？If we do not have God's word, how can we tell right from wrong?
这是今天危险中的危险。
Because this is the most dangerous of the dangerous days.
撒旦实在是厉害。
Satan is indeed powerful.
我再说，教会是建造在使徒和根基的根基上。
And I say again, the church is built on the foundation of the apostles.
弟兄姊妹，马太福音第十六章，主耶稣对彼得说：“我要把教会建造在这块磐石上面，是什么意思
？”In Matthew 16, Jesus said.I want to build this church on this rock. What does this mean?
有人说就是建造在主耶稣基督的根基上。
Some people say it's built on Christ's foundation.
当然对，我们不能说错。
Of course that is right.
这个，但是你要知道。
But you need to know.
今天所有的犹太人，他们都说 Lord is their rock. 这神是我们的磐石，对不对？
All the Jews today say the Lord is their rock.
今天很多每一个基督都可以，每一个教会他都会说，我们今天是建造在基督的那一块磐石上面。
And all churches will say they are built on Christ, the rock.
但是实际怎么样呢
？What is the reality?
我觉得这句话最好的解释。
I think the best interpretation.
更实际的解释。
A more realistic.
主耶稣说，我要把教会建造在这个磐石上面。这个磐石就是彼得口里所承认的，你是基督，是永生神的教会。这是真理，这是神的话，这是神的道，就是建造在这个话语的上面。
And this is built on the rock. This rock are the words that are spoken by Peter, that you are Christ, the Son of God.And this is where the church is to be built on.
主耶稣保罗离开以弗所的时候，第二十章，他对这些长老说，这最后他讲，我就把你们交托给神和他的恩惠的道，这个道能够建造你们，这个道能够建造你们，这个真理能够建造你们，这个话能够建造你们，就是建造在这个使徒和先知的根基上的。
And so when Paul left Ephesus, he told the elders that this word I give you will build you up, and on this foundation you will be established.
让我们记得这句话。
Let us remember these words.
我刚刚就提到了什么叫假的是真的。
What is false? What is true?
你知道美国有一个很大的教会叫 UCC。
You know there is a large church in the States, UCC.
有差不多两百多万的 member.
About 2 million members.
他们的总会是在纽西兰。
And their main meeting is in New Zealand.
他们美国差不多也有几十万的会员。
In the States, they have a few hundred thousand.
在好几年以前，他们宣告。
And many years ago, they had a.
他们用民权的方法投票。
They were to vote.
到底同性恋能不能接受？
Whether they can accept homosexuals.
到底同性恋是不是能做牧师？
Whether homosexuals can be ministers.
同性恋是不是能够同居？
Whether they can cohabit.
能够做配偶。
To be partners.
结果投票结果。
And the results of their vote.
绝大多数赞成。
The majority accepted.
不反对。
They did not.
他们说这帮人也是爱神的。
Because they say these people love the Lord.
神也爱他们。
And the Lord loves them.
他们也是有灵的。
And they have the Holy Spirit.
我们以什么理由不接待他们，不接纳他们？
And so, by what reason do we reject them?
就这样通过了。
And so they were passed.
并且他们宣告。
And they proclaimed.
现在我们脱离了基督的教导。
And now we have left the teaching of Christ.
我们现在脱离了圣经绝对的那个教训。
And we have left the absolute teaching of the Bible.
现在我们根据大多数的意见。
And now we are in the majority rules.
弟兄姊妹，给我们看见很清楚，今天很多的教会不是建造在这个神的话语上面。
We see today many churches are not built on the Word of God.
我们没有时间讲，我们看看老底家的教会。
We look at the church in Laodicea.
老底家教会就代表今天牧师的教会。
Because Laodicea represents today's church.
什么叫老底家？
What is Laodicea?
老底家就是众人的意见。
Laodicea is the multitude's ideas.
就是大多数的意见。
Is that majority rules?
基督在这个教会里面没有地位。
Christ has no position in this church.
基督关在门外。
And He is outside the door.
一切都是人来决定的。
And all are decided by man.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
神里面起的愤恨，保罗说，那是神那样的愤恨。
Paul has a wrath that is like the wrath of God.
我再说，今天神的儿女有没有这样的一个愤恨？
Do we have this wrath?
有没有这样一个嫉妒？
Do we have this jealousy?
雅各书第四章讲得很清楚，你们淫乱的人啊，你们岂不至于世俗为由的，就是与神为敌吗？
James says, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God?
你们以为圣经的话是突然的吗？
You think the Bible's words
are... 神所赐给你们内住在你里面的圣灵，岂不是极恋爱以至于嫉妒吗？
Do you think that the Spirit He caused to live in us envies intensely?
今天圣灵在我们里面。
Today the Holy Spirit is within us.
他会得嫉妒的。
And He will be jealous.
他会看见教会这个重心偏离了。
You will see that the center has deviated.
教会不再以基督以神为中心的时候，圣灵在那里会得嫉妒啊。
When Christ is no longer in the center, then the Holy Spirit will be jealous.
他是以神的那个嫉妒为嫉妒的。
And he has a jealousy that is God's jealousy.
为什么今天教会今天神的儿女看见这种景象无动于衷呢？
And why do God's people have no action when they see these conditions?
不但自己不嫉妒，还那些神的仆人在那里讲这些道的时候，真是盼望他不要讲。
And not only are they not jealous, but they would rather have the minister not say these words.
不要去责备。
Don't rebuke.
不要去论断。
Don't condemn.
只要爱就可以了。
Just speak of love.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是今天这个时代最危险的危险的。
This is the most dangerous of the dangerous days.
不分是非。
We do not know right from wrong.
保罗在腓立比书说，我愿你们在爱心在知识和见识上能够多而有多，好叫你们分辨是非啊。
Paul says in Philippians that I wish that you would know of these good things so that you can discern right from wrong.
怎么能够分辨是非？
And how do you tell?
愿你在真理和知识上能够见识和知识上多而有多，就是好好的读神的话。
That is toRead the word of God and to know it. That way you will discern right from wrong.
弟兄姊妹，可能时间已经到，我再延长几分钟，好，延长十分钟，在很难得来到你们中间。
So I can speak out my burden and return home without the burden. We know there was a recording in the Old Testament.
好像是撒母耳下第六章还是哪一章？
Second Samuel.
First Samuel 好像是。
First Samuel.
撒母耳上，抬约柜的事，你们记得吧？
Carrying the ark.
我们知道为什么乌撒被击杀。
We know why Uzzah was killed.
因为他们抬约柜放在马车上。
Because the ark was on the oxen
cart.
And so they were using the Philistines' way to... We know the ark represents God's glory and testimony. And so it is the ark of the testimony. And there's no problem, this represents Christ.
整个会幕, 整个圣殿是以约柜为中心的。
The entire tabernacle, it was centered on the ark.
但是法律法上规定, 约柜一定是要用祭司来肩膀, 来抬的,
but the law requires that the ark is to be carried by priests on their shoulders.
但是他们把约柜放在牛车上, 学着非利士人的方法来运约柜。
But now they learn from the Philistines, put the ark on the cart.
结果乌撒伸手扶约柜,
and then Uzzah reached out his hand to steady the ark.
被神击杀,
and was struck down by God.
为什么被神击杀?
Why?
我想这里有很丰富属灵的教训, 我想没有时间同你们交通了。
I don't have enough time to share on the...
有一点我们忽略了。
There is one we overlooked.
为什么约柜一定要叫祭司来抬的?
Why must the ark be carried by priests?
你知道约柜有多高? 大概是一周半这样高。
It's about 1.5 cubits high.
大概一周半宽, 两周半长,
and about 1.5 cubits wide and 1.5 cubits long.
所以它大概加上这个基路坡大概有四尺多一点,
and on top, add in the cherubim, it's about 4 feet.
但是你有没有注意啊, 我看了很多这个图案啊, 讲这个约柜是怎么一个样子的约柜啊。
I've seen many
我觉得很奇怪, 他们这个抬约柜的杠啊, 这个款啊, 我们知道约柜有四个款, 左边两个, 右边两个, 是来抬这个约柜的。
We know there are 4 rings on the corners of the ark used to carry it.
差不多约柜就这么样高, 差不多。
And so it's about this high.
但是图画里我看不出, 为什么他们的约柜, 他们的款都是张在约柜的中间, 中间四个款。
I don't know why the rings were in the middle of the ark.
当然按照人的这个科学的头脑, 抬的时候当然这个款应该放在中间,抬起来就比较稳嘛, 对不对?
Of course, if it's based on science, then it's more stable when the rings are in the center.
但是你就好好地看出埃及记,
but if you read Exodus,
你好好地去读,
and read it carefully,
这个四个款应该张在哪里的?
Where are these rings located?
张在这个约柜的 feet, 4 feet, 就是脚的地方的。
They're on the bottom of the ark where the feet are. At the bottom.
但是你去看这个诚实饼的桌子, 诚实饼的桌子,
but you see the table of the showbread.
我们知道诚实饼的桌子, 这个秤桶约柜差不多,
it's about the same measurements as the ark.
也是一周半的高,
1.5 cubits
high, 宽的只有一周,
and 1 cubit wide,
长的只有两周,
and 2 cubits long.
所以长和宽没有约柜这么长这么宽, 但是高是一样的。
And so it's not as tall, not as wide as or long.
但是很清楚, 那一个的这个诚实饼的桌子四个款放在哪里的。
And where are the rings of the showbread table?
很清楚,
very clearly.
四个角上,
they're on the 4 feet.
四个角,
oh, corners.
并且他还解释, 是在四个 leg above 上面的。
And it's above the 4 legs.
所以这就很科学嘛, 对不对? 这个桌子抬起来很稳嘛。
And so this is very scientific because once you carry it, it's very stable.
但是为什么约柜要放在地下?
But why are the rings on the ark on the bottom?
弟兄姊妹, 当约柜抬起来的时候,
when they raise up the ark,
把基督高举起来,
they exalt Christ.
你看两个祭司在抬这个约柜, 约柜本身就有四尺多高, 它抬起来的时候约柜要高过人多少。
And once they raise up the ark, how much higher will it be above the people?
我们都知道在新约里面基督应当在凡事上居首位。
We know in the New Testament that Jesus Christ will be above all.
教会只应当高举基督，只有基督，唯独基督。
And the church is to exalt Christ and exalt Christ alone.
撒迦利亚第十四章，撒迦利亚说他是全地的王，他是独一无二的，他的名是独一无二的，他的名是独一无二的，谁能够与我们的基督相比的？
In Zechariah 14, it says that His name is above all names. Who can be compared to our Lord?
他的名已经超过了万名之上的名。
His name is above all names.
罗马书第九章，保罗讲到以色列，他说从肉体说，基督也是从你们出来的。他在万有之上是永远可称颂的神。阿们。
And in Romans, it says that,
他在万有之上。
He is above all.
Over all. He is God.
He is God.
Amen.
Amen.
谁能够与我们基督相比的？
Who can be compared to
Christ? 你能够把这个中心以人为中心吗？
Can you use humans to be the center?
你能够叫人比神还要高，比基督还要高吗？
Can you have people be higher than Christ?
把这个中心改变，以人为中心，以基督为中心吗？
Can you have people be the center?
这是何等大的亵渎，何等大的罪。
What a great sin this is.
弟兄姊妹，你不嫉妒吗？你不恨吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you not wrath?
你不要讲，你不要讲吗？
You don't want to speak of it?
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
当这个约柜太高的时候。
When this ark is raised up.
你们还记得民数记第十章最后的一节。
Remember, Numbers chapter 10.
摩西吩咐这些祭司们把约柜抬起来的时候，摩西讲一句什么话？
When they raised up the ark, what did Moses say?
摩西说：“愿你兴起，愿你的仇敌失散，愿恨你的人在你的面前逃跑。”什么时候这个基督的名一抬高，基督一抬高，所有的仇敌就逃跑了。
Moses said, "Rise up, O Lord! May your enemies be scattered. May your foes flee before you."
为什么刚刚念弥迦书第五章
？Why did we read Micah?
当基督在锡安作王的时候，教会就有权柄。当初期的教会，耶路撒冷的教会，看看他们的权柄有多大。
When Christ is on Mount Zion reigning, then the church will have authority, and then you will see the power the church has.
为什么今天教会一点没有 power?
Why is the church powerless today?
就是这个原因。
It's because of this reason.
把主高举起来。
Raise up the Lord.
我们就能够得胜。
Then we can overcome.
仇敌就逃跑。
And the enemy will flee.
你不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
你只要刚强壮大。
Only be strong and bold.
大大的壮大。
And be bold.
耶和华要与我们同在。
Because Jehovah will be with us.
耶和华不会撇下你，也不会丢弃你。
Jehovah will not leave you or forsake you.
我这样同摩西同在，也要与你们同在。
How I am with Moses, I will be with you.
我们还怕什么？
What are we afraid of?
哎呀，我们也在那里建堂，我们也经历你们过去已经经历过的。
So New Jersey, we are also building our church building.
我们建一个很大的一个堂，不是我们要，是神给我们的。
And we are building a very large one that the Lord has given us.
我们不能求像你们这样一个大概三万左右的堂，我们就很满足了。
And so originally we'd be satisfied with a building like this one.
我们原来的这个会所大概只有一万多两万不到。
And originally, square feet, about 15,000 square feet.
是过去我们的会所。
And that was our old.
现在神给我们一个六万六千的会所。
And now we have a 66,000 square feet.
哎呀，超乎我们意外的。
And this is beyond our imagination.
很多弟兄姊妹在那里担忧。
And many brothers and sisters worry.
我们怎么来维持这个大的一个会所
？How can we maintain such a large building？
什么时候我们里面这个会所里面能够坐满人呢
？When will this building be full of people？
我对弟兄姊妹勉励他们。
And I encourage my brothers and sisters。
不要担心。
Do not worry。
只有一件事我们要注意的。
Only one thing we need to care for。
约翰福音十二章。
John 13.
我若从地上被举起来，底下怎么讲？吸引万。
If I am raised up from the ground, then I will draw the multitudes. Do not worry that your building will not be full. As long as you raise up Christ, to love and to preach and to worship Christ, rely on Christ, to be connected to Christ, and to follow Him.To depend on Him. To build this church. Do not be afraid there won't be people.
现在怎么比以前这么可能大了好多？你看现在差不多，我看看这没有多少空位了。
And this is much larger than before, and there aren't that many empty seats.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
把基督抬起来。
Raise up Christ.
在这个危险的一个时代。
In these dangerous times.
最保险的。
The most, secure.
把基督抬起来。
Is to raise up Christ.
让他在我们中间设立他的宝座，让他在我们中间掌权，让他的话在我们中间有权柄，让他的话每一句话我们绝对顺服，绝对顺从。
So that he can have the power and the authority among us, and so that we can listen and obey his word.
圣经怎么讲，我们就这样做。
How the Bible says, we will do it.
圣经没有的，我们就没有。
And what is not in the Bible, we do not have.
圣经有的，我们就有。
What the Bible has, we have too.
圣经多的，我们就多。
And the Bible has more than we have that more.
圣经少说的，我们就少说。
And the less that's in the Bible, the less we have of it.
圣经不说的，我们就不说。
What the Bible does not say, we don't do.
我们建在这使徒和先知的根基上，风吹雨淋水冲。
Because we are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. When the rain and winds come, we will not fall. In these dangerous times,
we are
not afraid of the persecution of the enemy. If you raise up Christ, He is with us. And He is King there. Do not need to be afraid of Satan's deception. Because God's word allows us to discern. We will not be confused. We will be strengthened.
少年人啊,
Young people.
神的道在你们的里面。
God's word is in you.
你们刚强，因为神的道在你们的里面，所以你们能够胜过那恶者。神的道在我的里面，我们能够刚强起来。
Be strong because the word of God is in you. You can overcome the enemy because the word.
我们能胜过仇敌。
We can overcome the enemy.
所有的诡计，他不会叫我们上当。
None of his methods will work on us.
我们若是把基督抬起来。
If we raise up Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们就会舍己。
Brothers and sisters, we can deny ourselves.
我们看见神的心意，神所宝贝的，神所注重的，弟兄姊妹，我们就自己愿意舍己，背十字架，跟随主，让我们与弟兄姊妹合一，与弟兄姊妹和睦同居，一起来建造神和父神心意的教会。
When we see what is important in God's heart, what is centered, then we can deny ourselves, carry a cross.And we can follow him, and we can have brotherly love among us.
让基督在这里喜乐，前的荣耀。
So that Christ can be joyful here, and that he can be glorified.
让他欢喜，我们就能够快乐。
When he rejoices, then we can rejoice too.
不要去寻找这些世界上的那个乐，那种音乐的快乐。
Don't pursue after the pleasures of the music of this world.
神的国不在乎吃喝，是在乎公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐，是我们里面的喜乐，是一生为乐的那种喜乐，是圣灵里面的那个喜乐。一定有。今天我们来到这个殿，有神的同在，有神的话语的供应，我想你里面充满着喜乐。Sorry,
Richie.
忘记了你了。我想时间已经到，已经过了，对不起。我想我就停止在这里。
We will end here because time is over.
求神怜悯我们，保守我们在这个时代末了。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
甚至相信在犹大书说的，犹大书最后的两句话，他能保守我们不失脚。
He will protect us so that we will not stumble.
我们能够欢欢喜喜的无瑕无疵的站在他荣耀之前，那位救主独一的神的跟前。
And we can rejoice and stand before him without fear and without blemish.
但愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，是做我们主耶稣基督归给他。
May all glory and honor be unto Christ.
从万古之先现今一直到永永远远。
From the beginning until eternity.
我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你用着你的仆人，无用的仆人。
Lord, thank you for using your servant.
在这里交通你宝贝的话。
To share on your precious word.
圣洁的话。
Your holy word.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
是你的血 洁净了我们。
Your blood has cleansed us.
叫我们今天能够进入至圣所。
So that today we can enter the holy of holies.
感谢你，我们能够面对面见到你。
Thank you that we can meet you face to face.
主啊，我们心里欢喜，我们灵快乐。
And our spirit rejoices.
我们要扬声欢呼。
We cry out.
因为神在我们的中间
that our Lord is among us
这是何等喜乐的一件事
what a joyful thing
是因为我们开了一条又新又活的道路
the Bible has opened a new and living way for us
叫我们能够从这个麦子经过
so that we can go through this valley
这个麦子就是你的身体
and this is your body
感谢主
thank you Lord
你的血已经洗净了我们良心的亏欠
Your blood has washed away our shortcomings.
你也用水洁净了我们这个身体。
And your blood has cleansed our body.
主啊，叫我们能够诚心、充足的信心来到你的跟前。
We may come before you with a pure heart.
我们能够与你交通。
So we can commune with you.
我们能够与你众圣徒在这里一起交通。
To commune with all saints here.
我们能够永远与你同在。
To always be with you.
主啊，你的爱永远爱我们。
Lord, your love will always love us.
你要用不死的爱在那里吸引我们。
Your undying love draws us.
大山可以。小山可以迁移你的爱永远不会改变
The mountains and hills can be moved But your love
主啊给我们一颗敬畏你的心
Lord give us a heart that fears you
给我们一个祈邪的心
Give us a jealous heart
主啊我们爱你
Lord we love you
你所求于我们的
Lord what you've asked of us
就是要敬畏你
Is that we respect
就是尽心尽意的来侍奉你
It's to serve you with all our might and strength
就是来爱你
To love you
就是专业的依靠你
To solely depend on you
我们能够遵守得到那个行你的遵守你的命令那个行你的道
Lord may we follow your command
感谢主你要叫我们得福
Lord you will cause us to be blessed
你要叫我们得着永远属灵的福
And you will have us receive eternal blessing
我们感谢你所有的丰富都在你儿子的里面
Lord thank you all the abundance is in your son
如今我们在基督里面我们要得着了一切的丰盛
So today we in Christ will receive all blessing
感谢主万有都是我们的
Thank you that all everything is ours
因为你的儿子因受苦得着了荣耀
And because of your son's suffering we have been glorified
得到了珍贵荣耀为他的冠冕
And he has received the glorious crown as his reward
他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味
And because of God's grace he has tasted death
叫万有所本的要领许多的儿子一起进到荣耀里去
So that the multitudes can be saved and enter into glory.
感谢主，我们今天是你的后裔。
Lord, we thank you today. We are your descendants.
我们是神的后裔，是基督一同为后裔的。
We are God's descendants. We are with Christ.
你宝贝的应许，你都一同受苦，我们与你一起的荣耀。
And your precious promise is that we will suffer with you.
主啊，在这个邪恶的黑暗的一个时代中间。
In this wicked and dark generation.
让我们刚强起来。
May we be strengthened.
万军的耶和华与我们同在。
May the God of hosts be with us.
雅各的神是我们的避难所。
The God of Jacob is our protection.
神若帮助我们，我们还怕什么呢？
If God helps us, what are we afraid of?
带领我们走这条永生的道路。
Lord, lead us on this way of life.
为着你的名引导我们走一路。
And for your name, lead us on this way.
走一条合乎你心意的道路。
So that we can walk on this way that is in accordance with your heart.
保守这里的教会。
Bless, protect your church.
主啊，愿你的怜悯、你的慈爱、你的恩惠。能够与这里的弟兄同在。
May your mercy, grace, and love be with brothers and sisters here.
也愿也所有诚心爱主的人都能够同蒙恩惠。
May all those who love you with a pure heart be full of grace.
主愿这个教会能够被建立。
And may this church be built.
能够得到平安。
Can receive peace.
能够凡事敬畏你。
And to fear you in all things.
受圣灵的安慰。
And to be comforted by the Holy Spirit.
主啊，得救的人数天天的加给他们。
Lord, those who are saved, may you add to their numbers.
愿你在他们中间得着荣耀。
May you be glorified among them.
直到世世代代，永永远远。
Throughout the generations.
我们这样祷告祈求。
We pray in your name.
主基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，谢谢弟兄，这这个三天，在那里听我的。到
well, thank you.
我们明天早晨就要离开西岸回到东岸
Tomorrow morning we'll return to the east coast.
我真是不舍得离开这里
And it is hard for me to leave here.
特别是在邱弟兄家里那个殷勤的那一个招待
Especially the generous hospitality of the Chews.
感谢主
I thank the Lord.
愿主祝福他们这个家
May the Lord bless their family.
祝福你们所有在座的弟兄姊妹
And bless all of you here.
但愿你们明天感恩节有空的时候到我们新的会堂来看一看
And perhaps you can come next year to visit us in our new building.
也但愿弟兄姊妹能够好好地为我们祷告。
And may brothers and sisters pray for us.
愿神的旨意成全。
That the will of the Lord may be done.